following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey y'all, Dwight here with another Refuge Daily. And you know, I've been looking at our way things are in our country right now. You know, there's a lot of angry politicians. And sometimes, if that's what we listen to, we can become angry Christians. Or there's people that are trying to separate us by our race. But, you know, Jesus said that we are all one in Christ Jesus. People try to separate us by our gender, but Jesus says we are all one in Christ Jesus, right? I was thinking of when the guards came to arrest Jesus and Peter pulled out his sword to cut off the servant's right ear. And, you know, Jesus had to heal the guy's ear. But I always thought about that. When the guy went home, you know, there's his wife and he's got this bloody tunic. And his wife's like, oh, what happened? Oh, guy cut off my ear, but Jesus healed me. Really? That's awesome. Did you thank Jesus? No, we crucified him. But you know what Jesus told Peter? He says, look, all those who live by the sword are going to die by the sword, right? And you remember another time Jesus was going through the Samaritan cities and he's looking for a place to rest and they wouldn't receive him. And James and John, they said, Lord, should we call down fire from heaven, destroy them like Elijah did? And Jesus told them, you don't understand the spirit that you're from, right? Because we're not from a spirit of destruction, right? Jesus said he came to save life, not to destroy life. So the last thing I was kind of thinking of is, you remember Saul, before he became Paul, you know, he was wreaking havoc on the church. He was dragging people out, like home fellowship. Says he just went into every house and he drug them off and threw them in prison, men and women. Can you picture that? Picture that in your mind, what it would be like if you were having a home fellowship and somebody burst through the doors, threw you in cuffs and drug you off to prison. You know, the people, the Christians at that time, they might have said, we got to do something. We got to take this matter into our own hands. We got to get rid of this guy. He is causing destruction within the church. But you know, if they had done that, you know, there would have been no Road to Damascus conversion. There would have been no second half of the book of Acts, because it's all about the work that the Lord did through Paul. Would have been any of those epistles. So this would be my encouragement to you. Those people right now that are taking a firm stand for the abortion movement, they can be the ones that God changes their heart and they can become a voice for life. Those that are different from you politically, those are the ones that God called you to love. Remember Jesus said, look up for the fields are white unto harvest. But do you know who he was looking at? He was looking at Samaritans, the very people that the people of Israel hated. They hated them. Jesus says, I'm going to die for them. Who's the people that you hate? Who's the people that you can't stand to be around? The people that irritate you? Those are the very people that Jesus loves. God's called us to love people into the kingdom, right? Share the good news of Jesus Christ. And don't allow the voices that are in the world to take that spirit from you. Know the spirit of who you are, right? God's called us to save lives, not to destroy lives. So love people in Jesus' name and share the good news of salvation. We're all one in Christ Jesus, so let's be that. Let's be one and be that light on the hill like Pastor Jeff was talking about this weekend. Be the light on the hill that can't be hidden. All right, this has been Dwight Carr with another Refuge Daily. Be well and be blessed in Jesus' name.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life.